Hey, welcome to the underworld. I'm gonna stop yelling now, and I'm going to hit that button because that's on the wrong setting. Ooh. There we go. Oh, okay. Well, this is the underworld, the only show, at least on this station, that gives the love to the local musician that they truly deserve. And it is, boy, a couple of us have been waiting for a while for this day. Hang on, we're playing with things in the studio here. Okay, as usual, come running in here, jump into the chair as quick as I can, out of breath, sound like an idiot, but that's okay. So far,
you said it.
Yeah.
You're an idiot.
Hey, I'm comfortable with that. It's all right. The voice that you just heard is none other than Hammer from Rage Rock Radio. Hey, Hammer.
Hello, kiddies.
And our, the guest that I've been telling you about for quite a few weeks here that made it all the way up from Virginia today. Well, didn't make it up today, but you know what I mean. Is Chris Mangoni from Batteries Release. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, man? Good to be here.
Good. Glad to have you here. Welcome to both of you. We started off with 12-Tone Row, and after that, Yet by Angry Hill. Hey, I'm remembering things today. I feel good. And we're going to be getting to a lot of music. We're going to be playing some songs from Batteries Release. And Chris has got his guitar in the studio, so we'll listen to him mess around on that a little bit. And while we're in here with Hammer, I'd like to get some opinions from him.
Like mine count. That's funny.
Hey, people listening may not know that Hammer is a monster.
Yes,
in the,
I am.
In the local rock scene. Hey, we've got a call. I bet it's not for me. Still ringing? Still ringing. Should we mess with them?
Is?
I don't know. Should we?
Yeah, we should.
Let's mess around.
All right, let's mess with them. WSEA, this is Mike. You're on the air.
Hey, Mike. How you doing? It's Ron Crawford.
That's my singer.
Former lead singer.
Awesome. How you doing?
I'm pretty good. Chris there?
Yeah,
yeah, I'm right here.
How's he doing, Mike?
I'm right here, Ron.
It's good. He looks like he's... Like he's a little under the weather, like he got a bad ice cube or had a few too many drinks last night.
No, that's the way he always is.
Oh, okay. No, I'm just joking anyway. So you're the voice, huh?
Yes, I'm the old voice.
The old voice?
According to the Navy has moved me, so I'm in Tennessee now.
Oh, man. That's too bad.
Yeah. You need orders? Like, I'm a detailer, so you need orders.
Well, I don't need any orders. I've been out of the Navy for... 11 years, something like that.
You're a nuke, right?
Yeah, I was a nuke.
Nuke.
Yeah, Chris.
He's a senior chief.
Yeah. Hey, senior chief. Yeah, Chris.
No, it's Ron, and they know
that.
Yeah,
I know. I'm busting it.
Well, Chris and everybody else in Batteries Release is active duty Navy on board the USS George Washington. Every time I get to where I'm going to say that, I almost say Abraham Lincoln because that was my boat.
No.
And so hello to all our brothers and sisters over at the Portsmouth Naval Shipyard. Hope people are listening over there, and I hope some people are listening on the George Washington right now, on the web feed. Let's just get to some music.
Okay,
should we play some of your stuff?
Yeah, yeah. All tear right. it up. What do you want to play first?
I stuck it in the disc player, and I was just planning on playing the first one. And right now, I'm spacing off which one that is. Ah, it's World of Destruction.
There we go.
All right, here's World of Destruction by Batteries Release.
Hey, we're still here, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll be right back.
right, so that one's World of Destruction by Batteries Release, and we've got Chris Mangoni right here on the in the station. And we also have Ron, the singer on that recording, on the phone. Hey, Ron.
Hey, what's up?
Okay,
hey.
Yeah, he's still there. Good.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
All right, and we've got Hammer in the studio.
Hi.
And I attended an excellent get-together last Friday.
Friday night,
yeah. That Hammer. Now, you were sponsoring that?
Yeah, I was just sponsoring it. I had really nothing much to do with it other than promoting it on MySpace.
Yeah, well, that was a killer show. That was a good time all
show
around.
Show at the Asylum involving Vegas Temper, Q, Windowpane, Porter.
Our Past. And Mindset X.
Yes.
Yeah. And of those, Windowpane's been on the show. Well, they ended up calling in because he had to cancel. Vegas Temper had to cancel because they were opening up for Tesla and ended up calling in.
Yep.
And then Q is going to be calling in a couple weeks. I can get those guys on the show, but only on the phone. I don't know. I'm just not important enough for them yet.
They're in Springfield, Mass.
Q?
Yeah.
And that was just a good show all around.
That was fun.
Our Past was really great. I wish I would have got there earlier because I've seen Q once, and I wish I could have seen him again. I still haven't caught Vegas Temper, and I haven't seen Porter yet either.
Really?
Yeah. Just haven't been in the right place at the right time yet. But
they're all great.
Yeah, Windowpane always puts on just a great show. And that night, I guess they were having some problems with monitors, but came off really well. It was a little from the front, sounded great.
Right.
Jared and Fletch were saying that
they couldn't hear each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Our Past, wow. They put on a great one. And I hadn't seen Mindset X before either. And they blew me away. Those guys, they know what they're doing.
Right.
They're all right.
They're good.
Yeah.
They're good. If you're into Rush and stuff like that, they're incredible.
Yeah, I didn't expect them to be as much of a progressive kind of feel as they are. I've played a few of their songs on the show quite a few times, but I haven't got their disc from them yet. And so there's a lot of things that I haven't I hadn't heard.
Mm-hmm.
So looking forward to hearing more from Mindset X because wow, they just I had no idea for one thing that they were a trio, and to pull the sounds out that they are with a trio.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
I don't know, it's just awesome.
Yeah. They're really good. They're one of my favorite bands, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who else in the area do you really get into? I mean, the Rat Pack guys. Friday was the first time that I met Joe, and I met him during Our Past. And so it was just high and then watching the show. But, wow, his taste in music pretty much coincides very closely with mine. Every band that's on his label, I assume it's his. I don't think it's a very big...
it is, yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty much... He is Rat Pack Records.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of what I figured.
I think he runs it out of a tent in his backyard.
Great. He gets some great recordings in that tent. I don't know where they're doing the recordings, but the recordings on all their CDs are phenomenal. I don't know what studio they use, but
I don't either.
Probably Numerous, like everybody else. I don't know. But anyways, that was a good time, and appreciated
we had a blast.
Showing me where to go in there and stuff, and
I didn't mean to boss you around too much.
No. In fact, the first time I met you at the Seacoast
Metal Fest
that you was another one that you set up. That you
I just sponsored it. Yeah,
sponsored
I just,
it.
I just advertised
another one
it.
You sponsored. You pointed out all kinds of people. Oh, Adam from
Mongrel.
From Mongrel says to say hi, by the
right
way.
Right on.
Hey, Adam.
What's going on, Adam?
Mongrel's another great band.
Yeah, they're awesome.
So all that aside, we've got a musician who's sitting here who's looking like he's wondering why I'm ignoring him.
No, it's good. I'm listening.
And somebody on the phone who's paying a lot of money for this call, and we're not letting you talk.
The government's paying for this one.
Oh, beautiful, right beautiful. On. That's great. So how long have you been in the Navy, Chris?
I've been in 2 years.
2 years?
Mm-hmm.
Man, did you join right out of high school?
No, I joined as a 24.
Oh,
I
had no idea how old. You know,
I'm a late bloomer.
So that makes you 26.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
see, he's got the same hairdo I do.
Yeah.
And you know, once you shave it bald, nobody can tell you really how old you are. So where did you grow up down here?
Somerville,
Mass. And And what local bands did you grow up listening to?
I didn't really listen to a lot of the local stuff, really. I mean, I just listened to stuff like Pantera and,
well, yeah, we all listen to
Black Sabbath, stuff like that. You know, I didn't really get into the local music scene that much. I was always just writing and working on my stuff. I don't really know a lot of these bands. Windowpane I've heard of.
Yeah.
But a lot of these guys, Windowpane's really good. I like them a lot.
They're great.
Yeah, you did a lot of shrugging your shoulders and nodding your head like, the heck are these guys?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know, man.
Yeah. Hopefully, through people like Hammer and then through this show and Spider Bite Radio.
NewHampshireEdge.com.
Yeah, New Hampshire Edge. There's a growing number of outlets for our local music here. And so hopefully, some of these names won't stay quite so secret for so long. Like Hour Past, for example, though, looks like they're breaking out.
They're selling a ton of CDs right now.
Yeah, and they just, their CD sales just went national, I believe.
Yeah, they're pretty much sold everywhere, but what was it?
He said Best Buy and Walmart.
Yeah.
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 And Hour Past CD of Vacant Smile is just awesome.
Yeah, it's great.
And they do a great show. And I'm going to have, I think, all of them in the studio on the 19th.
Right on.
19th of September, so I'm looking forward to that one. So you grew up listening to Pantera,
Sabbath kind of stuff.
Yeah. Maiden?
A little bit of Maiden.
You can't just listen to a little bit of Maiden.
A little bit.
The greatest band.
I don't like you anymore.
The greatest band ever to walk this earth is Iron Maiden. And today's a great day because their brand new CD is available in the U.S. today. I'm going to pick that sucker up on my way home from here. Oh, yeah.
Didn't they record that live or something?
No.
It wasn't like recorded normally, like traditionally in a
that one I don't know.
I think they just got together and jammed and recorded it that way or something like that.
I don't know. The tracks I've heard on their website sound, I mean, it's the typical perfection you hear from them. Mm. I mean, Bruce isn't even butchering half of his notes like he does live.
Right.
But the my daughter Kaylee, who's also my co-host, the hard-rocking Maiden of Metal, she's beside herself waiting for this disc to come out.
Right on.
And we're going to be there on October 6th.
Nice.
Yes. Can't wait. So say something.
Rock on, man. I don't know. Like I said, man, I don't know a lot of these guys you're talking about. So
yeah.
I'm out there in Virginia, man. So, I don't know. I'm not here with the scene.
No, that's cool.
Going on.
See, I don't really interview anybody. Okay. I just get on the air and have a conversation. So you got to jump in wherever you can.
All right.
No, we got a lot of fans actually from that area, to be honest with you, Chris.
Yeah, we do. I'm hoping they call in soon.
Yeah? Well, they can't as long as Ron's on the
phone. Oh, really?
Yeah, we've got exactly one phone that we're able to pull
in. Oh, really?
Well, I guess I got to leave then.
Well, okay. I'm not trying to rush you, but once he finally leaves, anybody who wants to call up and talk with us, talk with Chris Mangone or Hammer.
Hammy.
Not, I butcher words. I butcher names. Get over it.
A lot of people in the Dover area call me Hammer.
Hammer. Anyway, but the phone number here is 603-430-9722, which translates to 430-WSCA. And you got anything you want to share with us before you go there, Ron?
No, I'm good. Good luck to you guys. I miss playing with you and keep it going, all right?
We'll set something up so that you can come play with us.
Absolutely, Chris.
Definitely.
So, you take it. Mike, thanks for everything you do for us.
Hey, it's my pleasure. I'm always happy to help, and you guys are the ones that were doing the hard work of writing the music and playing it and recording it, and I just sit here in a chair and push a button, and that's a whole lot easier.
We appreciate it.
It's no problem. But I got to tell you, I'm bummed that you're not in the band anymore, Ron, because I love the voice, and it's got to be hard to find another voice that's going to fit.
It's, yeah.
I still got the lyrics, so, I'm still sending lyrics to Chris all the time, so, when we get together, we play together, so.
Oh, that's cool. There's a few notes here and there on this demo that I hear some Rob Halford in your voice.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I was a big Priest fan.
Sorry, yeah,
Priest and Maiden and Dio and Ozzy.
Ah, see, now this guy knows. Yeah, this guy knows music. Oh yeah, well that's awesome. Now, when did you join the Navy?
I joined the Navy in 86.
86, man.
I was six.
Yep, right out of high school.
Yeah, I joined right out of high school in, well, I went to college for a whopping one semester, and then I joined. But that was back in early 90.
Yeah, I grew up on Dio, Maiden, you know, Judas Priest. I love Dawkins, and also Don Dawkins.
Dawkins, oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that's everything I was listening to.
So
Queensryche and the good Metallica before they started to suck.
Gosh.
Yeah, Chris and I meshed really well together.
Yeah, he'd just come out and bust it out. Like one take, I'd have a riff, and he'd just come up there, and he'd be like, all right, let's try it. And I'm like, and he'd just be like, bleh, there it was. Just that's how all those songs were written. They were just like right out on the table. You'd always come out with no problem, just busting lyrics out.
Hey, it's nice when it comes easy, because, you know, if it's, you know, I'm sure there's going to be times when it's tough, so if it comes out easy,
instant inspiration is what it was.
Just go with it.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, well, say hi to Dennis and everybody, and
I will.
I'll talk to you later, man.
All right, Ron.
Thanks for calling in, Ron.
Yep.
Rock on, brother. All right, well, that's cool, but it does suck that you have to find...
Well,
a new voice.
We did have to find a new voice, and like he's got that, like I said, the yeah kind of sound, you know, going to him, and it worked, and it's like we had our old drummer too. It just seems like the thing with having a Navy band is that people get orders, people get transferred. So we're trying, you know,
such thing as keeping a continuous.
It's hard. It's real hard, and we're gonna like we got him, and he's more like Hoyle's very Stone Sour kind of. It's a little bit more modern. It doesn't lose so much our fans out there. They and on the MySpace, so we have like I think we have one track with him on it, but they really like it. I mean, they're really liking them. They're taking them really, really well.
Well, cool.
And it is different, but I'm telling you, it's good stuff, and I can't wait till we get to get it down.
As soon as you get it down, get it up here.
Absolutely.
And we'll put it on the air.
Absolutely.
Well, let's do some more music because
sure,
it's been a while. Well, you know what? Just because
I don't know what to say.
It's
over
that
here,
time before we go to music, I'm gonna talk about the weather, which I don't really like doing. But I will anyways. Hey, it's like 75 degrees outside.
Warm.
Late afternoon today, mostly cloudy with a high near 71, west wind around 6 miles an hour. Tonight, occasional rain, mainly after 1 a.m., low around 58, west wind at 6 miles per hour, if you really care. Chance of precipitation, 90%. So, yeah, it's going to rain. Tomorrow, periods of rain, mainly between 8 and 9 a.m., high near 66. East wind. Thanks for the sound effects. East wind between 5 and 8 miles an hour. It's gonna rain on Wednesday. It's chance of rain Wednesday night. Low 56. Partly cloudy. High of 75 on Thursday. Thursday night partly cloudy. Low 57. And that's about enough of that. All right. Well, I'm gonna push the button. We're gonna listen to some more tunes. I shouldn't say new tunes because these guys have been around a little while. This is Bottoms Up with Snake Charmer. right. So that one was from my friends in Bottoms Up, and the song Snake Charmer. What I'm going to do next is from Our Past. And if you are alive in the 80s, you know this song. But you haven't heard it this way. I really like what a lot of bands have been doing lately, taking the old 80s songs that really sucked at the time and making them rock. Alien Ant Farm's been doing some of that.
Yeah.
And Disturbed does it very well.
Yeah.
And Our Past, with this one, they did it really well. It was originally by Simple Minds, and it's just cool. So you'll know the song. I'm not even going to bother saying what it is.
I'll be alone, dancing, you know it, baby. Tell me your troubles and doubts, giving me everything inside and out. And love's strange, surreal in the dark. Think of the tender things that we were working on. Slow change may pull us apart. Where the light gets into your heart, baby. Don't you forget about me. Don't you forget about me. Where you stand above me, look my way. Yeah.
was I by, well, it was Mary by I, and we're trying to get things set with Chris here and his guitar. Hit a note. Let me get a level there, Chris. Not bad at all. That sounds good. Yeah, that's going out live, so
Sucked.
So you just played for everybody.
Love you too. You're awful.
There's a lot of love in this room right now. Yeah, just keep on goofing around with it however you want. We're good. Yeah. Very nice.
Sound like that.
Wow.
I love squeaks and squawks all the time. I'm going to push this mic, get back up by you here. Okay. We'll fix the other mic in a few minutes, but cool. Love squeaks and squawks.
That's some of the newer material. Didn't hold back at all for this new stuff. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be hardcore driving. It's straight in your face.
Cool. Ah, stupid automatic shutting CD players.
Hope you like that one, Ron.
That was pretty badass.
You like it?
Oh, can I say that on the air?
No.
I don't know.
No.
Oh, come on.
You have to.
It wasn't the F word.
Yeah, you have to excuse Hammer. He's used to.
I'm used to the internet.
Internet radio.
I say all kinds of nice things on the internet.
Yeah, no FCC on the internet. Not yet.
I'm a very nice, happy person on the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, here is pretty much where I'm the nicest, really.
Hey.
We got another phone call.
Another phone call.
We'll mess with
it. Let's see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello, WSCA. This is Mike, and you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
You there?
Oh.
Yeah, I'm here.
There we go. I'm sorry. It'd help if I knew what I was doing. Hey, how you doing? What's your name? Who are you? What's going on?
Yeah, I'm Debo on the bassist from Batteries to Lease.
Oh, jeez.
Nice.
How are you?
Yeah, me. only took me about half a dozen times calling to get through.
Oh, really? Yeah, well, because I guess we have one person on, and then no one else can get through, so.
Yeah, one phone call at a time.
It also probably doesn't help that there's a thunderstorm overhead here.
Is there?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, I'm standing out in the rain smoking a cigarette waiting to get my car inspected.
Joy.
Nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
Hey, on the other hand, you're not out at sea right now.
This is true.
Dang.
This is very
God.
True.
So nice to
yeah,
see
no
pavement.
Hey, Friday's my last day in the Navy. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Oh, a short timer.
Yeah, he's out.
You got the chain?
Say again?
You have a short timer's chain?
Something like that.
Not yet. I'll tell you, though. Friday after work, I am getting drunk as hell.
Good man. Have a Jaeger and have a Red Bull and Jaeger for me, dude.
Oh,
Yeah, will one do. For me, too.
Oh, I will. Believe me, I will.
So what's up, man?
Not that we advocate that.
Did you hear...
Just that we do it anyways.
Did you hear the new stuff on there, Devo?
On the site?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard you just walked in.
Oh. Oh, really?
No. Yeah, there's only two songs up there right now. March the War and Just Walked In.
Yeah, I thought Senior was going to fix that.
Yeah.
Incompetent fools!
Hey, he might have by now. I don't know. I haven't checked it all day today. I haven't even been home yet.
Yeah, all right. All right, man, thanks for calling.
Hey, good work on your music, man. I love this stuff.
Yeah, thanks, man.
You bet. So,
I really appreciate it.
If you could choose one song from your demo for us to play next, what would it be?
Oh, jeez. What have y'all played already?
We've
World
played
of Destruction.
World is of Destruction.
You played World of Destruction?
Yeah.
Yeah, personally, I'd probably choose Forsaken.
That's what I was thinking. Yep, that's the same thing right, I said.
That's what we'll do next, then.
All right, cool.
All right.
All right, man.
Hey, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, no problem.
Rock on, brother.
Bye-bye.
Yep, bye.
Okay. So I guess he's not listening right now, so we can talk about him.
He's
course,
getting
of course, he could download the podcast.
Yeah.
So what do you think? Should we go ahead and do?
Yeah, let's bust out Forsaken.
All right, I've got a. There's where it is.
Definitely.
Right. And that's.
We got to be good on the mute button here. We got.
Yeah. We will. We will do our own. Our own FCC.
F-bomb patrol.
Yes.
Why? So did you say frig too much?
Yes, that's exactly it. All right. Here's Forsaken by Batteries Release. We'll be right back.
What was that? Is that like Dio and Dream Theater? Or
I don't usually compare bands to other bands to describe them.
No.
If you go to their MySpace page, it says "sounds like," and then it says "tell us."
There you go.
Yeah. That's, yeah. I'd rather. I mean, every once in a while, if it's just something that really strikes me that I can really hear an influence, I might say it. But mostly, yeah. I try to just talk about the specifics of what
no,
I like.
No, I was just messing around with the kid, trying to make him sweat,
make beads of perspiration pop out on that chrome dome.
Yes.
I'm good. I love you guys. You're the best.
Liar. Liar. Well, hey, we're going to keep going with more music. This one's going to be Divided We Fall by Never Say Never. And these guys are what, out of Dover?
Yeah. Where are they from? I'm drawing a blank. Southern New Hampshire.
Yeah. They're from the area. They're local like everybody else. I shouldn't even say what town people are from because I just mess it all up.
Stalkers, man. Stalkers.
Yeah.
Like these guys need them.
Hey, when you've got stalkers, you know you've made it big.
Never Say Never is a great, great band.
Yeah, I like them a lot. And, they can bring the metal. They've got a serious, serious edge. So here's Never Say Never, Divided We Fall. Never Say Never, Live Free or Die.
That was rocking.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Those guys.
The drum is nasty.
Oh, the whole
band. That guy's
crazy. Whole band's awesome.
Whole band's incredible.
Yeah. Fun, happy stuff. Makes me smile. You know, gonna chew somebody's throat out kind of way.
Right on.
I don't know. I just kind of trying to figure out what I'm going to do next year. Somebody help me. I don't know.
How about we hear some more music from the maestro over here? All
right. Yeah, while he's doing that, okay. I'm gonna turn you loose while I run into the other room and try to find another microphone and cord that might actually work.
Okay,
because it's gonna be a whole lot easier than passing the mic down to the
down
to the amp. So, all right, here's Chris Mangone some more.
Tear it up, play
just
some tearing new
it up
stuff
on
for
his
you.
On his guitar.
All righty, we gotta position this. Yes.
The mic issues worked out, so you can actually have a vocal mic at the same time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm getting there. Yes. Nothing? Oh,
nothing.
You know why that is? It's because that button was still pushed. I had you soloed. Oh, but it's all better now. To whatever degree it was better
there
before,
we,
I guess.
There we go.
Yes. Hey, it's 3:55. And we're about to start the second hour of The Underworld. You're listening to WSCA 106.1 FM. And if you want to give us a call here at the station, the phone number is 603-430-9722. If you're one of the people who are trying to listen to us on the internet and it doesn't seem to be working for you, then I'm sorry, and you didn't just hear a word I said anyways. So you could take a flying leap. But if you have a friend who can hear us, then they might be kind enough to tell you that you can hear the web... Let's try it again. You can hear the podcast by going to the show's website. That's www.underworldrock.com.
Yeah.
And we will, hopefully this week I won't mess up like I did last week and screw up the podcast. I managed to lose all the data before I got it saved to anything. So that was a good thing. Just shows you how sometimes the best laid plans just, you know, go to hell. So we just got done listening to Chris tearing it up on his guitar.
Hope you guys
what
do
you got
it.
There, Carvin? Yeah, it sounded awesome.
Carvin V22. I don't make these anymore.
No?
No.
How old is that one?
Whew, God. 20 years.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's old as dirt.
Nice.
Is that why there's no paint left on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like...
No paint. A little bit of rust. It's been around, man. I love it. Hey. It's my mainstay.
Rock and roll isn't pretty. It doesn't have to be pretty.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Especially not metal. Nothing pretty about metal.
There's nothing pretty about you or I either.
That's true. Mm. Yeah, we've got a whole room full of scalp in here.
Yeah.
There's more scalp in this room. Bear scalp. I mean, if you weren't wearing the hat, because Hammer...
He's got most of the hair on his
Hammer,
face.
Chris, right. And I, we've all got the same haircut. Now, they wouldn't let us shave our head when I was in the Navy.
No. Well, in boot camp we couldn't, but when we got in we could.
Oh.
Like once you hit the fleet...
Yeah.
It was all right, but
they told us it was faddish.
Really?
Yes, it was faddish and you couldn't do it, which was I thought was stupid because it's a whole lot easier to keep a military dude with a razor blade and a can of shaving cream than it is going to the flipping barber every two weeks.
Yeah, rips your neck apart anyways.
Yeah, rip your neck
in there
apart.
For 3 seconds, he's like, looks good, and it's like sideways triangle on your fucking head.
Yeah, anytime I got...
You good, get out of here.
Anytime I managed to get a haircut on the boat... It'd always be, we had some pretty heavy seas, and so there's never any telling what I was going to come back looking like. Not that you care when you're on board ship anyway. At least I didn't.
Well, you're a nuke guy.
That's right.
I don't know how you did that.
Yeah. I still do it now, pretty much. I do pretty much the same job I did in the Navy now. I just have a lot nicer working condition. Well, I shouldn't say nice and nicer.
Grateful civilian.
Grateful civilian. I mean, yeah, I liked my time in the Navy. I liked it when I got out. I have nothing but respect for everybody who is or has been in the armed forces.
Thank you.
I say that just because I'm one of you, too. So.
I'm glad you said armed forces and not the Navy.
Hey, no. Everybody.
Because I'm hanging out with a couple of squids today.
That's right. we've got someone whose job is cannon fodder. In here with a couple of squids. Catch that bullet. Catch it, boy.
Nice. I was a mechanic in the Army.
Oh, nice. Yeah, well, I forgot what I was going to say, but that's what I do.
Yeah.
Hey, let's listen to some tunes.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right, this next one is You Can Blame by Angry Hill.
Summer sun. You can blame it on the oceans and the waves. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can blame it all on me. You can blame it all on me. Blame it on tomorrow. Blame it on the sand.
That was You Can Blame by Angry Hill from their second CD, Time to Meet the Stranger. And I don't know why I always start the next thing with "and" when I don't have anything to say.
I'm sorry.
So we were just hearing some interesting stuff about your guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we're talking the whole time, whether you people are hearing us or not. And, you know, some people know that because sometimes I forget and leave the mics on and people hear me. So far, we haven't got kicked off the air, so we usually keep it toned down somewhat. I'm going to move. You got to move that mic closer to you, Chris.
All right. Cool.
Beautiful.
All right.
All right.
So you want to talk about the guitar?
Yeah. Tell me about your guitar, man.
Oh, it's old. It's a Carbon V22. It's real old. It's 20 years old. There's only 250 left in the world right now, and I'm one of the owners. It's worth a good chunk of change.
Nice.
Even in the condition it's in, all very kind of Stevie Ray Vaughan-ish beat up look to it. If the listeners can, you know, get a picture.
Yeah,
it's kind of like a Dimebag Darrell guitar.
Yeah, it's just
basically
yeah,
Dean Marley kind of. Yeah, it's a. I think the rust in the pickups makes the sound personally, so I keep it on there. Yeah, I think every time they bring it in, they're like, you know, I can get the rust off the pickups there. I'm like, you know what? I've been going with the sound. I like it. I think the rust adds to it. I'm going to keep it.
So. Hey, if you like what you got, then there's no reason at all to change it.
They discontinued it because they said it was too heavy. People were saying that, like, I think like Steve Vai played it or something. They were saying that it's too heavy to play on stage, which, I mean, Les Paul's...
Maybe
if not
you're
the
a
same,
big wuss.
You know, yeah, basically, exactly. So,
I don't know though. My daughter, the hard rocking metal maiden of WSCA, Kaylee, my co-host. I throw that in every time because she's been here for like three shows since we started this. It was her idea to do a radio show, and then she got a job, and now she's getting ready. She's doing driver's ed, so she's still not going to be here a while. But she plays bass, and she's picking up a bass over at Aircraft that I don't remember the brand, but it's a five string with active pickups, and the thing, she picks it up and she's saying the same thing. Wow, this is a heavy guitar. She doesn't care. She'll lug it around, but wow, that thing is solid.
No,
but I don't know, playing drums, you know,
what do you play?
I play
Pearls or
a Thomas.
Thomas.
Yeah, I've got a Thomas Star Classic kit, and it is beautiful. I love it. I waited for a long time to get exactly the kit I wanted, and so now I finally have it, and I'm happy, and I don't need any other drums. Although, you know, adding to it is always good, but Star Classic Birch series is a nice drum. Oh boy. Hey, have you heard of Inhale?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They played
up the Dover Brickhouse very recently.
Oh yeah. See, I find out about these guys too late all the time because I'm always trying to check out new music. And these guys just got a hold of me on MySpace yesterday, and so I checked out some of their tunes.
They're good friends with Mindset X.
Oh yeah,
very good friends.
Cool. Well, I know that I can say it this time. They're from Quincy, Mass. Because I know that because I checked it out, and they're from Quincy, Mass. And I like them. I haven't listened to them enough to say fully why I like them yet, other than the sound is just something I can groove to. Let's see, they've got one CD out, I think, and I think they're working on another. I shouldn't even start saying it if I'm not sure.
I believe that's correct, but I'm not too sure myself.
But let's check this one out. This is The Itch by Inhale.
Just go. I don't want it anymore. Just leave. Go away. Stay away.
By Inhale, and it rocked. I'm going to be checking out more of their music and getting more of it on the show because they deserve it, because they rock. And that's what the whole show's about. If it doesn't rock, it won't be here. But if it does and it's local, then I want it. And so, you know, if you have a friend who has a band, if you have a band, if you've got a demo, if you've got, whatever you've got, send it to me. I don't really care about recording quality. If it rocks, then you're in the running, and we can put you on the air. As long as it's radio-friendly.
Not too many F-bombs.
Yeah, we got to be careful with those. So, let's... 410? Yeah, we got a while yet. Let's do some more music. Let's go with more Batteries Release, huh?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Cool, this one's Road to Nowhere. I got to figure out which player I've got it in. Because you would think I would have thought of this before, and then I would remember it.
Don't. Why do you have 16 CD players?
That's a good question. But I'm not going to dignify it with a response.
Thank you. my eyes with pain.
Oh, man. Chris just gave me a gift. Yeah. This is so cool.
Biggest bullet ever.
Yeah. This is it's the shell for what?
The CBiz.
What caliber?
It's a 20 mic mic.
20 mic mic.
Get her in here. She'll be able to explain it a little bit better. She got the ins and outs of how it works. But,
yeah. This is the shell to a serious gun.
It's a lot bigger than a 50 cal, that's for sure.
Yeah, it is.
A lot meaner.
Yeah, the CWIZ is something else, too. It's a point defense system on a surface ship, and things have got they've got their own radar on them, yes?
Yep.
And
6-foot turret barrels.
Yeah, kicking into auto, CWIZ and it can track in on a Frisbee and destroy it, but it's for incoming missiles and stuff. What?
Yeah, ask her about the CWIZ.
Yeah, tell me about the CWIZ. You got to get close to the mic, though. Yeah. This is Colleen. Hi, Colleen.
It's a... Close-in weapon system is what it stands for. It's Phalanx.
Yes.
It's a 20-millimeter gun. Shoots 3,000 rounds per minute.
Yeah, badass.
accurately, it's a mile range, but it can shoot out to 5 miles.
Yeah.
Because it's
for incoming air-to-surface or surface-to-surface missiles.
Well, we're getting the new Block 1 Bravos, which does surface and air. But right now we have the hydraulic version, which just does air. But we shot down...
Because it's a slower flying
We did a test underway.
Yeah, we did drone shoots, and we shot down the drone every time. So.
Nice. This thing's nasty. That thing goes off. It rattles your whole body.
Oh, I know.
It's like no little... Once you see that thing, any gun is like nothing compared to that. Nothing.
Well, even down in... When I was on the Lincoln, my berthing was on the third deck.
Yeah.
And even from down there, we could hear the CWIZ when they were testing it. And it's just an amazing.
And the amount of time that you go, system. How many rounds is it?
They shoot 100 round bursts.
Okay.
So
you're just like, and it's like a couple hundred. Just
yeah.
In that
and the whole
time.
Thing's in auto because it can react. The computer on board can react a lot quicker than a human can. And if they're shooting at something, you're not expecting anything
friendly. The piano player Dennis is a CWIZ tech.
He's a CWIZ tech.
Oh, yeah? Wow.
I know you know a lot about it. So.
Nice. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
I really appreciate that.
No problem.
Thanks for the extra info, Colleen.
Nothing says metal like a CWIZ right.
Yeah. I like it.
So this thing basically shoots off so many rounds that it's like a mile-long flying missile, huh?
Yeah. Yeah,
it's like
so
a mile long
uranium
230, depleted uranium stick that you just bat something.
Goes through anything.
That's
craziness.
Yeah, depleted uranium. So, what's that you said?
They use tungsten.
No more depleted. No more DU. Oh, man. The environmentalists win another round.
Yeah.
Jeez.
It's a lightsaber.
It's uranium. It came out of the ground. It's going back to the earth. It's no big deal. I don't know. That's awesome, though. Thanks a lot.
Hey, no problem.
We were talking about your keyboardist a minute ago.
Yeah, Dennis.
Because he plays an integral part in that last song we were playing.
Yeah. And he's something else. It's different, you know, because like, we were talking about before off the air, there's not a lot of keyboards around anymore. And with him, he just, whatever I play, I mean, it makes songwriting so much easier. I got like half a riff and I'm like, I don't know what to do with this, but it's sticking with me forever. And he'll match it on the notes and then you play it on piano and all of a sudden it's a whole new beast. It's like a whole new song and it just opens up. It's such a great tool to have. It makes songwriting so much more.
So why do you think it went away? I've got a theory, but it's not like a fully formed theory or anything.
I don't know. It just seems like they got faded out. I really don't know. It's like the dinosaurs or something.
It wasn't grunge enough, maybe?
Yeah.
Well, that's part of it is things go in, I think things go in cycles in a big way. Instruments do, types of music do. And I think that the cycle, you know, back in the late 80s, it definitely reached a peak with way too many.
All those synthesizers.
Way too
that
many
stuff.
Synthesizers. Yeah. And you know, you had entire bands that were nothing but synthesizers. Hey, we've got a call. Let's pick that up. And
I'll watch it probably be Dennis.
Hello, this is WSEA, and I'm Mike, and you're on the air.
Hey, this is Vic from Battery.
Yeah, that's the
hey,
keyboard player
doing?
Right there. What's up, Dennis?
Sorry, Chris. I got stuck in a dealership here signing paperwork.
Yeah, whatever. Thanks a lot, buddy.
We were just talking about you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Bragging about your keyboard.
But you couldn't hear us, so we you know, you're just going to have to wonder what it was we said. Unless you check out the web, the podcast later.
Yeah, I'm going to, yeah.
Okay.
So I can call him back and give him something to say about him. I don't know.
So we were talking about why we think that keyboards got phased out over time. You got something on that? Because we're bringing it back, so whatever.
They were just waiting for me to come back and rejuvenate the market.
Oh, so now you're here, and Roland sales are going to go through the roof.
Exactly.
What kind of keyboard do you play?
Not a Roland.
I just have a straight-up Radio Shack. But
yep, it is.
Nice.
it is.
But that's metal.
It is. It's through a really expensive amp, though.
It's a Casio wannabe.
Hey, you're taking it on an aircraft carrier. It's going to get, you know, there's a chance it could get beat up. That's cool.
I'm
not going to take a Korg on the aircraft carrier.
Yeah, I don't blame you. So how long have you been in the Navy?
I've been in for 5 years next month.
And how much longer you got?
I got a year left, and if I decide to stay in, I probably got about 5 years left.
What rate are you?
I'm a fire controlman, second class.
I'm an E3.
Yeah.
No rank.
That's okay. Chris was just telling me that that you're a C-Wiz tech.
Yeah.
I gave one of the 20 mic mics.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, this is cool.
Get big guns for a living.
That's cool. That's a good. What is this?
Oh.
Oh. Okay.
As long as
you can enjoy your job, man. That's playing with big guns. That's not a bad way to make a living.
Yeah. Get to play with them tomorrow.
Yeah. You sound like you mean it. You love it, don't you?
That's Dennis. Yeah. That's just how he is.
I understand, man. I did 5 years in the Navy. I understand. I like the job, but I didn't. There are times I just didn't like the employer so much.
Nuke.
Was that desensitization that we just heard?
That's just how Dennis is.
Yeah, when you've been out at sea for 6 months and you've done another friggin' GQ. And yeah.
Exactly. I think it lost its thrill after the third pack fire being out to sea, you know. It's a compromise, but I mean, it's fun to do when you get to do it, but the rest of the time you're out to sea, it's kind of bored.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think the civilians out there understand what it is to go to sea for 6 months. For that matter, for everybody, you know, for the other branches of the military, they don't understand what it is to walk into, you know, Fallujah, Iraq either, I can only speak about what I know, and that's what we're talking about here. You know, going out to sea, it's not a picnic, and I don't know how many times I went for days and days with 2 hours of sleep a night.
That doesn't count.
Well, that's still why I joined the Navy, so I wouldn't have to go to Fallujah and places like that.
Yeah, that definitely one nice thing about the Navy is even during a war, you still have a shower and you still have a bed to sleep in. You're not usually ducking bullets. If you're ducking bullets, something went seriously wrong.
I don't see them messing with an aircraft carrier, the GW, anytime soon. Biggest aircraft carrier in the world. So
we just got done playing Road to Nowhere a minute ago that you definitely have a pivotal role in that melody.
So yeah.
Excellent work on that. It sounds great.
Well, thanks. It was kind of a matter-of-fact kind of song. I was writing a part for a different song that we just kind of dumped. And we're like, hey, we can use that for something else. And then we just kind of made a song out of it.
Yeah, that's how everything
kind of how it happened.
Just everything just is just blah. There it is.
Yeah, there's nothing creative about me, so
Well, you said you were a drummer, so.
You don't have to be that creative to be a drummer.
Sure you do.
To be a good drummer,
yeah.
You have to be pretty creative. To bash out somebody else's songs or just make up a beat, you don't have to. It's not like writing three-part harmonies or, you know.
Right.
It's definitely a different kind of, you know, there are the drummers out there that are true musicians and true artists. I'm not one of those, but there's a lot of them out there. But, you know, to write your own music and write your own lyrics, that takes a kind of creativity I just don't have. So my hat's off to everybody who does that.
Well, Chris usually comes up with all the riffs, and we just kind of build around him.
Oh, thank you.
There's a lot of love.
Yeah, I'm always playing.
We should get back to some more music. But thanks for calling in. What's your name one more time?
My name's Vic. Everyone calls me Vic. My name's Dennis McVicker.
Oh, okay.
And apparently McVicker's too hard to say, so everyone just calls me Vic.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling in, Vic, and keep rocking, man.
All right, man.
Thanks.
I'll see you.
Appreciate it.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Didn't want to cut it off too quick, but we got to...
Got to get Marsh to War out there.
We got to do something here. Oh, we're not going to do that. We're going to do something over here. Actually, we'll do that in a second. I'm going to play a song from next week's guest. We're going to have Coven of 13 on the show next week. That'd be the 12th of September, and the show's going to be from 4 to 5, and this is their song, Sneaky Suspicions.
Oh, yeah.
Bye.
Coven of 13 is going to be on the show next week, and maybe Hammer.
I'll be here.
Cool. Hammer's going to come
and meet those guys.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it because from the very moment they heard that I was going to do this show, they've been very excited about it, and they're really into the music. I mean, they really, I don't know. Every band is into their music, and into the music scene. But these guys they're really focused and they're really driven. And they're really
monsters on MySpace too. They're all over the place.
Oh yeah, they are. Take just a minute here. Tell you, like I do every week, remind you about Black Knight Meditations. This is the metal show on WSEA. It's every Tuesday night. Black Knight Meditations is a heathenish foray along the shining path. Oral ruminations of black, doof, speed, thrash, gothic, doom, power, prog, shred, and traditional metal. Not broadcast via conventional or commercial airwaves. Every Tuesday night from 10 to 2 a.m. For more information and playlists, then you can go to www.blacknightmeditations.com. But your best bet is just to listen to it. And you can, if you're listening to me right now on the internet, you can listen to Black Knight Meditations on the internet by hitting that same link, because it's just the feed for WSCA, and everybody else can tune into 106.1 just like they are right now. Before I run out of time and forget to do this, I every week I give out I give out websites and next show information for every band that I play, and so I'm going to have to. Some of these you haven't heard yet, but you'll hear in a minute. We heard Inhale, played the song The Itch. Their website is www.inhaleband.com. Their next show is going to be this Saturday, September 9th, at the Beachcomber in Quincy, Mass. I'm going to play a song by Q next, as a matter of fact. It's going to be Beautiful Liar. And their website is www.thisisq.com. They've got shows coming up, but the next one that's actually local is on Friday, September 29th at Mark's Showplace. And this is going to be, that's in Bedford, Massachusetts. And this is going to be a really
good
show.
Bedford, New Hampshire.
Did I say Mass? Yeah, thank you. It says New Hampshire on my cheat sheet.
It's okay.
But somewhere, the mouth and the brain, they don't work together. So anyways, Q is going to be in a show with Never Say Never, Windowpane, and Mongrel. And that's going to be a killer show, and I'm going to do my best to be at that. We heard from Bottoms Up, played Snake Charmer. Their website, www.bottomsupband.net. Next show is going to be this Friday, September 8th, at Mr. Goodbar's in Old Orchard Beach, Maine. Just heard from Coven of 13, covenof13.com. Next show is going to be Saturday, September 9th. This one's a little ways away. It's at Casey's Tap in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. We heard Hour Past. Their website's www.our-past.com. I couldn't get any show information on them because I couldn't hit MySpace from work, and I can't do it from here either. But they are going to be my guests on the show on the 19th of September. Heard Never Say Never, and I couldn't get any show information on them either. But when they have it, you can see it at neversaynever.online.com. We played some www.weari.com. And they don't have any shows because they're currently in the studio working on their next CD. And then Angry Hill. We heard two songs from Angry Hill. We heard Yet and You Can Blame. And their website is angryhill.com. And unfortunately, I don't have any show information about them. If you missed any of those, then that's okay because you can go to the Underworld website, which is One more of them here, underworldrock.com, where you can find links to every one of these bands and a lot more of them. You can also download our podcast, or during the show you can listen to us live via the web through the link on there. You can also find a link to Rage Rock Radio. And
who?
Yeah, who's that? which is Hammer's. Hammer's website, and he plays a lot of killer stuff on there. Great local tunes.
Yeah. And there's a lot of links on the front page to other websites that you can go to, including SpiderBiteRadio.com, YourOnLive.com, NewHampshireEdge.com. Wow.
I don't know. I don't know if there's any more, but...
I'm forgetting one of them, but anyways.
That's all right.
They're right on the front page.
Because they're right there on the front page. Yeah, because all these people, we're all, you know, none of us really have any true affiliation, but we're all working towards the same goal, and that's just to rock the Granite State with the local tunes. And there's so many great bands in the area that they need to be heard.
Batteries release,
yeah.
Batteries release, sorry. I thought I'd throw that in there.
Suck. Bunch of squids. I'm surprised we haven't had anybody call in from the shipyard over there.
Yeah.
On the other side of the river.
I don't know.
But, you know, with all those sailors over there, they don't have any excuse to not have anything to do on a weekend, because if they check out the websites of any of these bands, they'll find that there are so many shows going on, although none of them are in Portsmouth, which I'm trying to change, but so many shows going on, you know, nearby from these great bands that there's no excuse to not have something to do on a weekend.
There's so much great local music out there now. It's to tell you the truth, you get into this stuff, it's better than the stuff that you hear on the rock stations around here.
Oh, it's far better.
A lot of it is.
This next song, Beautiful Liar by Q, is phenomenal. Q's, oh, what a great band. They're fun. They're great to watch. The show is, I don't know, they come with a crazy light show and smoke.
By Jägermeister also.
Sponsored by Jägermeister, which is a huge plus in my opinion. and they put on an amazing show visually, and their music rocks. And what more can you like? It's got more of a lot of sequencers, so it's got more of a tech kind of edge to it.
Yeah.
I don't like to throw name of a band out with it, but it seems to me like it's heavily Nine Inch Nails influenced. I could be wrong.
I would have to probably agree with that.
Yeah.
In a way, yeah.
Yeah. But then again, who really isn't? I mean, there's Trent Reznor's been a monster for quite a while here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we'll play Q, and then we'll be back to talk some more with Chris, who's quite silent here. And we'll play some more Batteries Release. This one is Beautiful Liar by Q.
Trying to hide it, it's eating inside you. about to fly. Living a life to keep from crawling. So sad your fucking world is falling. Now the eternal life and eternity. So sad your fucking world is falling. Living a life to keep from crawling. So sad your fucking world is falling. Now the eternal life and eternity.
Who Would Jesus Destroy by Mongrel. Mongrel, incidentally, is going to be at the Brick House on Saturday, September 9th. They're going to be playing with Death and Taxes and Mike Graves, and doors open at 8 o'clock, and I might have to be at that one because I still haven't caught Mongrel live as much as I dig their tunes, and as great a guy as I think Adam is, I haven't heard him yet, or I haven't seen him live anyhow.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, I like
it. They're fun to watch.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Silence.
check out our website, Batteries Release.
There you go.
Throw that out there.
I knew that. I knew we were forgetting something.
Yeah. Throw us out there.
Yeah, Batteries. Now, you guys don't have a straight website. You just have the MySpace.
The MySpace account. Yeah. Yep. Right now.
Okay, so MySpace.com/battery release.
No, it's fixed. Is it Battery Release?
Yeah, it's still Battery Release.
Oh, okay.
You can't fix that once it's up. Once you pick
a
name,
you could make an identical site.
Okay.
Yeah.
And mirror it, but there's no. That's one thing with MySpace is once you've got once it's there, it lives forever.
Okay.
You can't even. Yeah. That. I definitely. Boy, I get a lot of. Make a lot of contacts with bands through MySpace, and I get a lot of songs through there. And you know, for whatever failings it has is here and there. Boy, it's that site's a godsend to try to get music out to people. So I don't know. MySpace.com/battery release, and there's also a link to that on underworldrock.com.
We also have got the radio station out there in Virginia, FM 99. They wanted us to come in the studio, but we're in the middle of the ocean, so we had to reschedule that. But we're on their website as well, so if you log on to FM 99 Homegrown, log on there, and we're up there. And keep getting us plays. If we get enough plays, we get to go national. So all our fans out there who do like us, you know,
appreciate
it and, you know, tear it up.
You have the link to their MySpace account in your top friends list on your MySpace.
Yeah, that's important.
Yep. Yep.
Cool. Yep. Now, all the bands that you've heard today, including Batteries Release, are also friends on my MySpace. And if you don't know where that is, then go to the underworldrock.com site and you'll find the link to it, because I've thrown out so many websites so far that I'm not going to throw out any more of them except for myspace.com/battery release.
Definitely need a pen and a notebook to.
Yeah, usually I suggest that at some point, but anymore I just say, you know, if you don't remember all these, then just go to the Underworld Rock site.
Oh,
hey, we've got another phone call. We're gonna answer that. See what's going on.
Yeah, ready.
Hello, WSEA. This is Mike. You're on the air.
Whoops, I think I called the wrong line, dude.
Oh, well, or I just picked it up because I felt like, you know, messing with you.
Oh, that's totally cool.
Who is this?
No, this is Keith from Tinderbox.
Hey, how you doing, Keith?
Not bad, man. Well, can I request a song, then?
You can if it's local. I might be able to get it on. What do you want to hear?
Local,
Yep.
Let's see, do you have Of Broken?
No. Should I check them out?
Well, they're local.
What's their name again?
Of Broken.
Of Broken?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll check them out, and maybe we'll get them on the show next week.
Okay, cool.
All right, thanks, brother.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
That was random. That was very random.
Yeah. Hey, but I got something out of it. Got to write it down.
Of Broken.
Of Broken.
Now, I'd be willing to bet it's myspace.com/ofbroken or ofbroken.com.
Or .net or .net, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, we've just got a few more minutes before we're going to have to be heading on to other things. But I had to ask, where's the name Batteries Release come from?
Batteries Release. That's the command of fire. So when you shoot the Seabirds or your M16 or whatever, you're getting ready to, you know, you're on the line, the line's hot, you say Batteries Release. The second you say Batteries Release, that's to push the fire button. That means go. That means unload.
I knew it had to be something
like
that.
So
I just hadn't heard the term, because down in the nuke spaces we didn't have CWIS guns.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool name. I think it worked. It worked out real well.
Yeah, that's cool. Definitely
very cool name.
Definitely one that it helps if you have some idea what it is. But that's very cool. And when you guys. You know, you've got some cool pictures on your MySpace of you playing on the flight deck.
Yep, right under the 73.
Yep, right under the 73. That's very cool. And some playing down in the hangar bay.
Yep.
And I got an email, I think it was from your mom the other day. It sounded like she was saying that you guys had played in the forecastle.
Yep, we did. Well, because we're the...
She didn't know the name of it, but she but she described it.
It was actually because we're actually the ship band. So we're actually, like, it's our job to rock. So basically that's our job.
Do
so.
Your job.
So I have no
problem. You will rock
the USS George Washington tour.
Yes, yeah, right. We're branching out now though. Now that we're going in the yards and stuff, we're going to start playing out in town, and it's opening up a lot better now that we got Hoyle and stuff. So we're about to really right in the beginning stages of busting out right now. So
nice. Well, thanks for coming all the way up here.
You know, appreciate it, you guys. You know, appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for coming all the way up here and joining us on the air.
All right.
Hey, we're going to finish up the show with two in a row from Batteries Release, just because they work so well together. And I can't turn my chair so that I can pull the thing up. Here we go, because I've got, you know, mine like a steel sieve. It's March to War, followed immediately by No Escape.
All right.
And thanks again for being in.
Hey, no problem.
Appreciate Chris Mangone and Hammer coming in, and all the guys from Batteries Release calling in and talking with us. And thanks, everybody, for listening. Here's one more thing. Covenant 13 is going to be on the show next week. So finally, and in saying goodbye here, this is...
Hi, Mom. Bye, Mom. Sorry, I had to say that.
This is Batteries Release, two in a row here. Oh, except I hit the wrong flipping button. Yeah. I'm such an idiot. Jeez. Here we go. We'll be right back. That was that last one was No Escape by Batteries Release. My guest in the studio today. And the time now is 5 o'clock. You're listening to WSCA LP Portsmouth, 106. This is Democracy Now!
From Pacifica, this is Democracy Now!
In the past, you had a constantly self-delusional Israeli government going.